Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Bree.
And this is I Can Explain,
the podcast where we answer the questions that you were too afraid to ask.
And this week's topic is gay spiraling again. Also, Q and gate 12.5.
Okay, so here's the situation. If you follow me over on Instagram, at Bree Williamson, you may have seen my story where I posted about the fact that I have no brain cells left. It has been so chaotic for me with work, which I'm very grateful for. I know a lot of people aren't busy with work because of various things going on in the world, and that's really hard. So I don't want to sound like I'm complaining at all, but just genuinely, I wake up and I work all day and then I go to sleep. It's been chaotic.
Well, that's not fair. You also cry in between.
Yeah, I cry a lot. Yeah. But I cry while working. Like, I sit at my laptop and just tears are running down, but I'm still going.
You're pushing them aside and still typing.
Correct. <Yeah. laughs> So it's been like next level. Like, I feel like I'm always a busy person and I always kind of pack my schedule.
Right.
So the problem with that is there's not a lot of give room. So like when I've kind of like got it at that perfect spot that I'm like, if I got even a little busier in anything, it would kind of all crumble.
Yeah.
I don't give myself a lot of leeway room. And then unfortunately, this just went beyond leeway room. So everything else just kind of had to get shut right down. So Sean and I were delayed with recording this week, and I apologize for that.
We've just been going through it. Like, Bree's like, oh, I'm so busy with work, like, you know, sob story. And meanwhile, yeah. I just have a recently blind dog. Nothing compared to, you know, working too hard.
No, it's so sad.
But go off about your job.
Okay, but also, that dog tag is
iconic.
So iconic.
Yeah. So last week, when we were sitting down to record the Q&A, Bree was like, is something wrong? You feel like, you feel kind of checked out. And then I just started crying.
Oh, I'm so sad.
My parents have two dogs. One they like adopted. She's some weird mutt that no one knows what she is. She's like a year old and just a chaos agent.
Yeah.
And then they have an 8-year-old golden retriever that's like my best friend. She's like the best dog ever. And she's literally the sweetest dog I've ever met. Like, most well-behaved. She doesn't go up the stairs in my parents' house because she's not allowed. And she doesn't even try. Aww. Like, she's like, that's your area. I respect your boundaries. Our other golden retriever before her would be like, yeah, I totally won't go upstairs. And then you'd open the garage door and you'd just hear like... like she was,
like she was
straight vibing upstairs,
like,
yeah, but totally. Then she'd be like, shit. She's like watching TV on my parents' bed, trying on their clothes in their closet. Anyways, so this lovely, sweet angel, Harley, my mom called me in a panic and she took her on a walk through the forest and she growled at like a dog that she knew that came up to her. And my mom was like, that's so weird. She literally is the most docile. Like, she's like afraid of dogs, but not in like, she doesn't growl. She's afraid like she'll just use you as a shield.
Yeah.
So that was weird. And then my sister threw a ball for her and she couldn't find it. And it turns out that she had this thing called SARDS, which is like sudden acquired retinal degradation, which is apparently more common than anybody knows. I had no idea this was a thing.
Yeah.
And people, the vet was like, yeah, dogs just be like fucking going fully blind.
Oh my God.
And yeah, so hers was like in 3 days. And then I saw her and she was just looking around and really confused and it absolutely broke my heart. Yeah, so I was just crying a lot last week. Mm-hmm. But I will say this, like doing the Q&A last week was so helpful to me because it just totally took my mind off of it. I just focused straight on bullying you.
Yes.
So yeah, and then this week, you know, we're still going through it. Harley's doing a lot better. She's still very incredibly fully blind. But she played fetch for the first time. And ball is life. Like, literally, if there's a ball around, like, she ignores everybody. Like, ball is life for Harley.
Yeah.
And she went to a gravel field and like chased a ball because I guess she could hear it. And she was living, she was so happy. So ball can still be life.
Yeah.
It'll just be loud ball.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, it was really cute. And yeah, what Bree was saying, I posted on Instagram, my mom got her a new dog tag and it says Harley. And then in brackets, I'm blind. But the best part is it's like fully bejeweled and pink. My mom going to the store to get a blind dog tag and being like, it needs jewels.
It needs jewels.
I mean, she can't see them, bitch.
But like, everyone else can.
Every year.
And she wants Harley to know that she is, despite her not being able to see, she's going to style her to her
absolutely. Best. Oh, and also something weird that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm just talking about my blind dog for a while.
No.
We were like, because a lot of people, the vet included, said that the secondary dog, the chaos agent, right. might eventually become kind of like her guide.
Oh my God, I thought you were going to say blind.
Might like, just become oh blind by God. Proxy. No, she might become her guide. She's like just a year now, so right. She's too chaotic,
yes,
really, and she does like pissing her off,
yeah.
So maybe in time, but my parents took her to the took them both to the park,
yeah,
and the blind one was like just dawdling along,
yeah.
And another dog that she's friends with,
yes.
Came up like running to play with her,
uh-huh.
And our other dog like came out of the blue and like got in between her and was like growling at her, and she never growls at any dogs,
right.
Either, and my parents
her.
Were like she was fully coming
ready
to like
to
take the blow for her.
Oh.
So yeah, we're getting there.
Oh my gosh, you got a little crew.
Yeah, there's yeah, and they love each other, so it's good. But
oh
anyways,
God,
so we're gonna do Q&A questions because our brains are soup. And
yeah.
Not even like good, like cans.
Yeah, like, but like just like we opened the can and we're just eating cold soup.
Cold
we're
soup. You know when you like open can soup and it has like that film on top?
Oh.
Yeah, we're just eating the film.
We are the film.
Yeah, yeah wow.
So that's where life is, you know, ups and downs. And I think it's important to share both as we do on this podcast. But yeah, we've been going through it. So we were stressed about being late and then we were stressed about thinking of a topic. And we thought, instead, why don't we just answer some more questions? But before we get to those, I also want to make a point in letting everybody know that if you head over to our Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast, you can click the link in the bio and you can join our Patreon. And on Patreon, there are already two bonus episodes, one that just went up last week, with extended content. So the one last week was even more questions that we answered. And then the one before that, it was a bit of a shit storm, but I think it was funny. People
yeah,
seemed to
very,
be enjoying
you know,
it.
Very out of left field for this podcast.
Yeah. And, yeah, I hope that our current patrons are enjoying that. We also have a Discord community where you can chat about episodes. You can hopefully give each other advice, support one another. We jump on there and chat with all of you. It's a lot of fun. So if you want to become a patron, you can click the link in our Instagram bio, and all the information's there for as little as $2 a month. You get access to all of that. And I also want to say a huge, huge, huge thank you to a few of our patrons today. Aiden, Olivia, Liz, Serena, and Amanda, thank you so much for your generosity. And to all of our patrons, thank you so, so much. Also, you can find us on social media personally at I already said that. Fuck. This whole thing's going to be fucked. I just know I'm not going to be able to talk today. I thought I was almost going to get through it.
You had 7 minutes and 45 seconds
of
talking.
Good. Okay.
Well, I did talk about blind dogs for most of it.
Yeah,
but
which was a nice break for me.
Well, I'm glad it was nice for you.
At I Can Explain Podcast, at Brianne Williamson, and at Sean.Lusk. You can also find us on TikTok at I Can Explain Podcast and at Brianne Williamson. And what's yours? At Sean.Lusk?
Who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah.
Are you doing things over there yet?
No.
Why? I feel like you got some good
ideas.
I'm
just going to start plugging my gamer tags so people can come play game with me.
Okay, but also, like, can I watch you game? Like, do you Twitch stream?
No.
Why?
I might, though.
Why wouldn't you start? I don't get it. You're so entertaining. Everyone, go and DM us on Instagram if you would watch Sean Twitch stream, because I feel like people already like to listen to you, clearly, if they listen to a podcast.
Right, gorgeous voice.
Gorgeous
The
voice.
Face is usually what scares people off, though.
Okay, I want to ask you about this.
Uh-huh.
Is this very common in the gamer world? Because I was just watching a James Charles video the other day where he did, like, makeup look created by my gamer friends or something like that.
Problematic to be watching James Charles videos currently in the current climate, but go off.
Is he canceled right now?
Yeah.
What is he canceled for?
Sexting a minor.
Oh, I thought, no. Oh. Because I looked at the receipts of that.
Right.
And I think that I'm not saying anyone's right or wrong, but it seemed like he actually was told that he was not a minor.
Right. But also, like, is that really a minor's full duty if they're, like, 16?
So what he said coming back
with a fan
now,
using for his, he's messaged fans multiple times. Used his influence. There's a lot of layers.
100%. I get it. But what he said now is he came back is that he said that he's going to ask every single person for, like, government-issued identification.
Or just stop taking your fans' Snapchats. maybe that'd be a great idea.
That's true. That's fair. Okay. Well, anyways, I was watching one of his videos. Christ, I didn't know I was going to get canceled today, too. And here we are.
We just have to change. You were watching a Jimothy...
a Jimothy Chapman video. Yeah. And he's singing... Friends told him what fucking makeup to put on his face. Anyways, like, half of these gamers, including in the Jimothy Chapman video...
Yeah.
It was part of me. Were faceless. Like, they have their cartoon and they have their voice and they never reveal their face. And they're like, if I get to 20 million on YouTube, I'll reveal my face. And I'm like, how does someone get that big streaming and being a gamer on YouTube without ever actually revealing who they are? Isn't that half the fun?
Yes and no. I think gaming is a lot about commentary.
Okay.
So I follow some streamers that do like Dead by Daylight and stuff, and they don't even have, you know, you can like superimpose yourself playing. Some people don't even have that. It's literally just the gameplay.
Right.
And then them talking over it.
See, so that's what must be what these people do.
Yeah. Like, if you're an entertaining commentator, it's not really, you don't need a face, you know? Really.
Right.
It's
okay.
Not, yeah.
Yeah, I get that. So this one that apparently is like really successful, whatever, is his name's Corpse Husband or something like that.
I know the one, yeah.
And he's got the, like, voice.
The anonymous voice.
Yeah, like, it's, like, very deep.
Remember
and,
Anonymous?
Like, yeah, are they still doing things for
I don't
us?
Know. They were like, we're gonna expose everything.
And then they did
nothing.
Which is a shame.
Yeah.
Anyways, questions I think we're supposed to
answer. Yeah.
The long story short, you should game and stream it and make money off of it. And why not? Because you already do it and you have fun doing it. And I would watch and I'd pay you money to watch.
That's true. I do love gaming, so.
There's a big fucking industry out there for that shit.
Yeah.
Like, you think, like, you're in the wrong space if you're looking to make money doing LGBTQ+ content. You got to go gaming or beauty. Those are your two options.
Do gaming and then maybe like a side of being gay on that.
Yeah, like you're gaming and then you also happen to be gay.
Yeah.
Right?
The gaming is the entree and then the appetizer is being queer. Yeah.
Yeah. I love that for you. I'm going to look out for it. You let us know when it's ready to watch.
You do ask to watch me game just sitting behind
me. Well, in person, because I don't have a way to watch otherwise, and I never get invited. So this would be great, because I wouldn't have to wait for the fucking invite. I've been asking you for 6 months to do it, and have I missed a call? Have I missed a text?
Yeah, you must have missed them all.
Yeah, totally.
Shoddy service.
So this way, at least I could fucking watch,
because
it soothes my soul to watch people play games. All right, so this is a funny first question. I actually fucking love this. Do you need an editor? The shade,
yes, but also I would never subject anybody to listen to this besides me.
How would someone even, like, edit this? Like,
okay,
formally?
This is what I've thought about.
Okay.
If somebody was to actually edit this, there is so much content that they would think to get rid of.
Yes.
Because it's so nonsensical and trash.
Yes.
But I feel like that is our brand.
It's so true. It would be so hard to communicate that to an editor. Like, hey, can you edit this and actually all the garbage, just keep it in?
Yeah. If you hear anything slightly poetic, cut it.
Cut it. Yeah. If it sounds like we're speaking clearly and articulating our thoughts, well, get rid of it.
Yeah. If you hear Brie burp, amp that volume up.
Okay, says the burp. I don't think I've burped once on this podcast.
Yeah, because edited it out.
Sean is the burper of all burpers.
I edit like 40 Brie burps. I'm just gassy. It's because I love everything. Like, I love carbonated water. And then
I do too, and I don't burp.
But I'm vegan. It's actually true, because I have so much like fiber and I eat so many legumes. I'm just a gassy girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, yeah. If anyone was
all
thinking
the saving,
of converting
all
to
the
veganism,
saving the world really takes a toll on you.
Oh yeah, totally. Yeah.
I was having dinner with my parents and I was talking about how I was low on iron.
Okay, yeah.
Because they were talking about the AstraZeneca vaccine and how it's giving blood clots.
What?
It's like super, super, super low. Maybe not even possibilities.
If I don't get that Pfizer,
anyways,
I swear to God.
I was just saying I have super thin blood because I am always low on iron.
Right.
And they were like, oh, well, that's a convincing argument to make somebody go vegan. And I was like, low on iron, high on feeling better than everyone else.
Yeah.
And my mom was like,
Yeah, really feeling like you run the world.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, there you go. For anyone thinking of going vegan.
If I was going to do a vegan commercial, that would be the slogan.
Low on iron,
yeah.
Feeling better.
High on feeling better than everyone else.
Okay, yeah.
Because then it's also like high on, like I'm high on it, you know?
That sounds like a merch slogan for you.
I can explain new merch dropping.
Oh my God. Sean forcing me to take pictures in those shirts. Low on iron. I don't feel like better than everyone else. That's actually iconic.
Yeah.
Oh my fucking God. Okay. Would you tell me if we already answered one of these? I literally, that's how few brain cells I have left.
I know. I, no, I no. I've been on this podcast before.
You've guessed it. Once
I've done this, yeah.
Actually, how we started this podcast is me thinking it was going to be mine, and I asked Sean to be the first guest, and then he just continued. That's the secret story, if I can explain. I just got too lazy to book anybody else.
Well, you're like, I'm not going to edit this myself, so.
Okay. Would you rather have two tiny feet hanging off your chin or a tiny butt on your forehead?
Are the tiny feet functional?
I hope not, because that would mean the butt on your forehead is also functional.
Just straight pooping. Because if the tiny feet were functional, it would be kind of nice if you were like really tired to just like lie down on your chin and have your tiny feet like just drag you. I meant like just.
Oh, actually. Oh my God, that's such an image. Like someone just walking down the street with their body just dragging
like a slug. And it would be kind of fun if you were going to an event or something.
Right.
And you threw on like a cute pair of like chin shoes.
It'd be like one of those dolls, the American Girl dolls. You'd just buy all those.
Yeah.
Tiny little.
Yeah. Because sometimes, you know, if your pants are too long or if you're wearing a dress or something, you don't really get the full picture of the shoe. So you could just have a small version of the shoe on your chin.
So you're going chin.
Yeah.
I'm going butt on the forehead. Simply because.
Is it functional, though?
I would hope it's not.
Okay.
I would hope it's not.
Well, we're all hoping it's not.
But if it is, even I've thought about this.
Yeah.
I would just wear a toque. With one of those thick bands, like, down to my eyebrows, right? And then I would just insert, like, a pad, like a menstrual pad.
Right.
Into the inside of the toque, so it would soak up the poop as it came out.
Okay, my question is, if it's a functioning butt, I would assume that you would have, like, control over it. It's not just loosely shitting throughout the day. Unless that's what you would do with your ass.
I'm not going to answer any questions about my own ass right now.
And if it's loosely shitting currently.
I plead the fifth. But I will say...
You're going with forehead butt.
I think that there's, like, you know, I wouldn't always have to have it out. And... You know, maybe in traffic if you really had to go, opposed to like having to take your pants off.
You just lean out the window. Honestly, convenient. I do appreciate that part of it.
Also, like, just having, like, a Slurpee cup on hand, right? Like, you just put it up to your forehead.
To shit into? Oh, God, you should go with the little feet.
No, I think my choice is right. You know? Sometimes I say there's different opinions,
and
but this
can,
one,
you know, when you're,
I'm
like,
right.
Really fucked up, you're sick or you're drunk or something, and you have to decide between
shitting
and puking,
you
could do them both at the same time. Put your head in the toilet, both coming out.
Actually, have I told the story about when I was shitting and puking at the same time?
I don't know.
When I was first dating Julia and...
Were you in a hotel or something?
No, we went to the fair with a P&E.
Oh, right.
And while I was there, I contracted a deadly virus.
You did say this,
and it was her birthday, and we'd been dating about a year.
Mm.
Yeah, so I shit on her floor.
How are you still together?
I don't know. She's an angel, for real. She's an angel.
That forehead butt would have come in handy, that's for sure.
No, seriously, that would have been nice. Awkward a few other times.
Yeah, well.
You know. Depends how often you're shitting yourself.
True.
Okay. Whew. Someone said, but I feel like we can both answer this in our different experiences, but someone said, Brie, any tips for moving in with a girlfriend? I'm super excited, and yes, we've you hauled it. My answer would be... this is my answer. Don't get their hopes up on
being a great liver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do what you do, because or else you're going to do everything perfect and you're going to be trying really hard and like you're going to be like worrying about like dishes, like in the way that everyone's got a different understanding of what clean means, right?
Yeah.
Go in with what you think clean means. I'm not saying being a terrible roommate, obviously.
Yeah, but not a great one.
But not a great one. Well, keep expectations low.
Yeah. I feel like it's more shocking if you go in full clean. Yeah. You're faking it. You're trying so hard.
Totally.
And then it transitions to you being messy.
Yeah.
Because they're going to think that you got just comfortable being messy.
You,
you're turning into a fucking slob.
Yeah.
But if you're always a slob, they have to know that.
They have to know that.
Yeah.
See, so an example of that, not cleanliness, but what Julia always likes to bring up with me is when I first started staying at over a place, because I don't know if I can say moved in, because I've talked about this on this podcast, that I just started leaving my belongings at her place about a month after dating. She never really invited me to do so.
Toothbrush in the kitchen, you know, the essentials throughout.
Yeah, and then I just eventually just never left. So, but yeah, once you're there, like,
that's your advice.
Yeah, that's my advice. That's my advice on how to get there. But once you're there, the first month, I thought I was Susie Homemaker. I fucking baked like 3 loaves of banana bread.
Yeah.
I've never done that in my life. Like,
no.
Nah, it's not a thing I do.
No, every time there's baked goods at this house, you're shocked that humans can make
that
them.
That people can create them in their own kitchen. Yeah. Like, what? So, like, yeah, I like made like loaves of banana bread and like, you know, she'd come home and I'd like have that ready out for her and all this stuff. Well, that's probably her pissed at me right now that the banana bread's not on its way.
Yeah.
She brings that up all the time. She's like, remember when you used to make, like, banana bread? Like,
you fucked up.
And
You went in too hot.
I went in too hot. I thought I was going to add value to her space, partially because I hadn't been invited to actually stay.
Yeah.
I'd just done so.
And there was no other food, probably, to eat except for a block of cheese.
Block of cheese.
And
some crepes.
Maybe some tortillas,
some crepe ingredients, tortillas and Nutella, So, yeah, I went in too hot because now it's been like 5 more years and I haven't made another loaf of banana bread.
Yeah.
You know? And that's the thing. You
overshot
don't want her to
the landing
think,
for
yeah,
sure.
You don't want her to think that I was like, it's because I cared more about her caring at the beginning or that I like her less or want to impress her less. Because I am romantic. I do a lot of romantic things.
Right.
But when it came to the like household, taking care of like cooking, cleaning and stuff, I definitely went in guns a-blazing. And then I went back to my like average nature of being.
Yeah.
Which is not like a clean freak like Julia is. It's more average. But I tried to match her clean freak too consistently from the jump. I think I set myself and her up for disappointment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would say also just like communicate about everything.
Yeah.
Because in relation to this, if you let little things go and you're bottling them up that somebody is messy or they're not doing their dishes as much or they leave hair on the shower wall.
Yeah.
Then when you have a blow up of something of actual significance, you're going to tie all that shit in there.
Oh, absolutely.
You're going to rope it in.
Yes.
Throw a lasso all over all of it.
Yeah.
Pull her in.
It's all going to come out all in one blow.
Yeah.
So yeah, have fun. Good luck.
I constantly have to make sure that, or I do have to make sure that I have no ammunition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because if I go into a fight, full ammo.
I'm going to let it all out.
We're shooting.
Yep, that's very true. What else was I going to say? Oh, I was also going to say, make sure you have time. Well, depending on your level of independence and that being a necessity for you, but as a Sagittarius and psycho, I'd like to say that make sure you have your own independent time, because I think it's easier, especially like stereotype a queer woman, to like move in together, be best friends, only travel together, only hang out with each other's friends, do everything together, and like it kind of be like one big slumber party, which is like great, but I think it's like also in the long term kind of unhealthy. And I think it's really important that despite moving in together, you continue to have your own space and your own hobbies and your own time to do your own things, especially during the like in the current world.
Yeah,
that's hard to do because you're in the same apartment, so like it's less, so you really have to make that time.
Yeah,
like Julia will go in the other room and she likes playing like Catan and stuff on the computer, and she'll be like, I'm gonna go in this other room and play Catan for an hour, and I will go in the other room and like cry for an hour.
Yeah.
You know, do our own thing.
Both hobbies.
Yeah.
I will also say, if it's something like that or something like gaming,
mm-hmm.
If you both enjoy gaming and you both want a PlayStation 5 or something like that, get two.
Oh, can you not play two players on it?
You can't play two player on everything, and especially in the Panna Cotta.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a way of taking your mind off things. And if you're both trying to share a console or share something, something's gorgeous, perfect for being shared. Mm-hmm. Some things not gorgeous for being shared.
Yeah. I love that.
Thank you.
All right. I have another question for us. Are you ready?
That is the game. Yeah.
Someone said, just started listening.
Oh,
so
God.
Much catching up to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm worried for them because they're at the beginning. Oh, God. It's only worse.
I don't know the question, but the answer is sorry.
Sorry about it. they said, is there a topic you two won't ever talk about? I think they're referring to, like, the fact that we're, like, so open on this podcast.
Right.
I think, like, we've talked about the fact that we don't want to, even though we, like, talk in general about the LGBTQ plus community, like, we would never do a episode about a portion of the community that we are not a part of.
Yeah.
Without making it very clear that we're, like, speaking to it from, like, an outside perspective that doesn't, like, you know what I mean? Like, we've talked about, for example, certain marginalized groups. For example, when the Black Lives Matter first started up in coming out in the mainstream media and stuff, and was like such a huge movement over the last, many years, but big time in mainstream media over the last year. And we have talked about that on this podcast, but made it very clear from the jump that, like, we're talking about what we can do better in response to that movement.
Yeah.
We're not talking for that movement. And I think that a lot of times people who listen, unfortunately, because we are a podcast that does not have guests, there's a lot of...
Very unfortunately for everyone.
Unfortunate for everyone. There's a lot of LGBTQ plus topics that we just won't touch on.
Yeah.
Not because we don't think they're important, but because unless we were to facilitate having a guest that could speak from lived experience, like, it would be inappropriate for us to talk about them.
Yeah. I think that's, I don't think there's many topics we would shy away from unless it was directly from a perspective that we had no correlation to.
Yeah.
But we've had a lot of people reach out recently asking for an episode on biphobia,
mm-hmm.
which is something we could talk about because it's something that I've seen in the community from my perspective.
Yes.
But I would never say, let's talk about biphobia. This is how it feels as a bi person.
Correct.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, it's making those decisions. Like, I think it would be actually cool for us to do an episode about biphobia in the perspective of, like, where we have seen it in the community being parts of other parts of the community.
Yeah.
Like, I just did yesterday on TikTok, a TikTok about that is in relationship to biphobia from the perspective of myself, a lesbian, and how that I think it's very valid that people, like, I didn't explicitly say this, but anyways, go watch the TikTok if you feel like it. And I had a ton of...
That's okay.
Bi...
I'll take your word for it.
I had a lot of bi folks in my comments being like, this was really validating for me, because a lot of times it feels like, in the same way that for other groups in the LGBTQ plus community, it feels like you're kind of like preaching to the choir, like...
Shouting into the void.
Yeah, you're like, I'm a lesbian talking to other lesbians. So sometimes it's very helpful when people in different groups speak not for or like they know what the other group is talking about, but in support of them.
Yeah.
Because it kind of like translates to different audiences.
Yeah.
So a lot of people in my comments were like, as someone who's bi, I really appreciate seeing a lesbian talk about this, because a lot of the biphobia I've experienced
comes from Brianne Williamson.
Comes specifically from you.
Yeah,
Brianne Williamson. Yeah, exactly. That's
you got my comment.
That's kind of how it went down.
Yeah, but besides that, no, I don't think there's anything we shy away from. Bree's like, remember that time I shit and puked all over my girlfriend's floor after the fair on her birthday?
I also want to make it clear that I was sober. Like, stone cold. Like, that was literally because I contracted a deadly disease at the fair.
Yeah.
I ended up in the hospital after that.
Well.
Because I was shitting and puking so much, I was dehydrated. And I was literally, like, not okay to go on. I'm not kidding.
You just talked like Trisha Paytas there.
It was...
I'm not kidding.
It was dark times.
Which I can't stop doing.
I can't stop
ending my sentences with... My boyfriend does it too. He has no idea who Trisha Paytas is. Yeah. And I showed him that clip and he can't stop
just
doing
can't
it.
Stop. I should do that challenge where you do it to someone who doesn't know about it.
Yeah.
And see if they how they respond.
That would be so funny.
I wish Corey didn't know about it so that you would do it.
No, he knows all about it. I also can't. It's that and I can't stop talking like Denali and Godmik, and just by adding when they were like, workroomiana, gagaton.
Yeah. They are so next level.
So funny.
Oh my God. Okay. I literally don't know. Okay. Did we answer this? Would you rather be hella smart and hella mean, or hella nice and hella dumb? Well, we know the answer for you.
I'm both, bitch. I'm hella mean and hella dumb. My answer is yes. Wait, what were the options? Hella mean.
Hella smart and hella
I love
mean.
How it's hella.
Yeah, hella.
It's not even
hella.
Mean and
No, it's hella. Hella smart and hella mean, or hella nice and hella dumb.
I'd much rather be nice and, smart and mean.
See, I'm the opposite. I'd rather be nice and dumb because I feel like dumb people sometimes have it nice, too. Like, because they're just, like, less, the,
right.
like, the lack of smarts. I feel like if you're really smart and you're really mean, just by those two natures of being, like, aware about the world and also, like, being, like, mean about it, you're going to consistently be getting, like, backlash. Whereas, like dumb and nice people kind of just float through. They're just like, dee, dee, dee. Like,
see, in my mind, it's what I would gain. So right now, I feel like I am dumb. So all I would gain would be being nice. Not that great. But I'm mean, and then I would gain being smart.
Okay.
You see?
Yeah.
I feel like
okay.
I get more there. There's more to offer me.
Wow. Okay, well, good for you. I see that for you.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's see if we can find another quick cue here.
I mean, we didn't do a single... I love that we didn't do a single would you rather last time, and you're like, we already had this one, but I'm going to answer it again. It's a would you rather...
Did you?
No, you!
Okay, clearly I need the smart.
Yeah,
honestly.
Yeah.
I might change
Maybe
my
change
fucking
your
answer. okay. It's so hard to think of what we've done and what we haven't.
I have something really random to say. And I want to know your opinion on it. Mm. I have a question for you.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Do you hate tap dancing?
No, I used to dance. Oh. Where is this going?
I just, that's one of the weird things that I really don't like in life.
You hate it. Just be honest.
I think I do
be
hate
honest,
it, yeah.
Yeah.
Hella hate. Mean, hella smart, and hella not a tap dancer.
Did this come up because of the Grammy performance with the tap dancers?
Somebody tap dance on the Grammys. Here's the thing. I respect tap dancing. It is an incredible art.
Okay.
It the amount of talent
yes.
and skill
yeah.
to move your fucking feet that quickly.
It's
and
okay.
To...
We already know you've been canceled by the tap dancing community. You don't need to try and dig yourself out of this hole now.
I'm not digging out any hole. I'm firmly standing on this hill to die on.
Okay, but you
anyways,
hate it.
I just don't like it. Yeah.
You hate it.
I've always hated it. As a kid, I always hated tap dancing.
You're just like, why? Why are we making banging noises with our shoes?
Kind of.
Yeah. Okay. I can see that.
Yeah.
It's a very odd thought.
I saw TikTok the other day of people tap dancing.
Well,
because you know that From Now On song
yeah.
that's all over TikTok? Yeah. From The Greatest Showman.
Yeah.
Somebody did like a tap dancing cover of it. And I was like.
And you were just like, I hate this
yeah.
so much.
Yeah. I'm sorry to all the tap dancers out there, but get a different hobby.
Oh my god. Okay. Oh, you know what I hate? I just thought, because in that same breath, I was like
yeah.
thinking of things that I hate.
It's so
to
irrational,
say.
Right?
Yeah, it's
yeah.
so irrational. I hate.
Oh,
okay.
Wait.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah,
sorry.
Okay.
One of the reasons that I thought about this too is because there's that TikTok page called 432 Park Avenue Hate Page.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel about tap dancing. Like it's kind of irrational, but it really just has always irked me.
You should tap hate page. No, change your...
I think that'll go over worse than a building, considering one is an art form and one is a...
just a failed thing. You would probably have like a million followers in like a week. That's how TikTok works.
Right.
So you need to, that's the most niche thing ever, and you just gotta run with it.
I like how I've also been looking for a hater this entire time, and I would get thousands.
Yeah, because you're looking for it. You want to spice up your life a little bit. Yeah.
Okay, what do you hate?
Okay, what do I hate? Oh my God, wait, before I tell you what I hate.
Am I gonna guess?
No, should we talk about my TikTok drama? My series, my online series.
Oh sure,
too,
I guess.
Is that too tea?
It's your podcast. You can do what you want. I'm just a guest.
You've just been a guest for 120 episodes.
Yeah.
Okay.
We said fuck questions.
Well, they knew what they were getting into at the beginning of this episode.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
I did. Good thing I said more gay spiraling.
Oh my God. I feel like. Okay.
Wait, I want to know what you hate first, though.
Okay, I'll tell you what I hate first, and then you tell me what you think about this, because part of me kind of wants to, like, talk about this, and part of me kind of wants to talk about it deeper and more articulated on Patreon, because it's not as public.
Oh.
Like, which one should we do? I'll give the quick version here, and then we'll do, for episode 3, a more in-depth version, story time, over on Patreon.
Sure.
Okay. So, what I hate is couples that sing together. I like, when one of them has the guitar, like, and they look
like
at each
Jimothy
other.
Like Jimothy Chapman and that other one?
Yeah,
kind
of like
couple,
that.
But...
No, specifically, like, male and female couples.
Like, well, at least we're targeting the straights.
Like, specifically straight couples, okay? And
you could have ended
one
it there,
has
honestly.
The one has the guitar, and they both, like, the girl always has really long hair.
Okay.
Right? Like, they're kind of like a little hippie couple, kind of, but not necessarily, but, like, they just think they're, like, they think they're better than me or something. When I watch it, I'm just like, fuck you and your love. Like, they
so,
look
like,
at each
it's
other.
It's us, the duo.
Yeah, exactly. Like, exactly them, but, and all the other hundreds of them.
Okay.
Okay? So, like, they're playing, and they're singing, and they're kind of, like, side-eyeing at each other and looking at each other.
Oh.
And it disturbs me to my core.
Like that couple that was on X Factor that did Toxic by Britney Spears, but the slowed down, like, sexy version.
Yeah.
And they were looking at each other.
Why is there two of you? Why isn't there just one?
I think that's how duos work.
I know, but I think that's what it is. I hate duos. And
I'm going to say something bold and brave.
Okay.
I think that's more irrational than tap dance.
I don't think so. I really don't. I feel very strongly about this. Either be a group, three or more, or be a solo artist. Why are there two of you?
Either be a girl group so gays can listen to you.
Yeah. No, I feel very strongly about this. Why are there two of you? No, I seriously want to know the answer to this.
Usually that's how couples work, from what I've heard.
But, like, why is it happening? Like, why is one of you... Like, I like to sing and play the guitar. And the other one's like, I also like to sing. And they're like, let's do
that's
it
together.
That's
actually their first single.
And I can't stand, it really rocks my world. Like, whenever I'm watching any of those shows, American Idol, X Factor, whatever, blah, 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 and they come in, they're like, oh, there's a couple.
The,
I'm like, get
the
off
only
the stage.
Thing I can relate to about this irrational hatred of yours is I hate that every single time they are so stereotypically fitting into, like, gender binary.
Yes.
That's the part that I hate the most. It's like, I'm a dude on guitar and I'm the man.
And
she's
then,
like, I'm the girl and I'm sweet and pretty.
Yes.
That's it.
And she always has bare feet and she's, like, standing on the
braids.
Mic. Yeah. And the guy's, like, sitting beside her on the stool, like, looking at her, like, oh, you're so cute, babe. Go, babe. Sing song. And it's just, like, literally, like, fuck off. Like, I hate you. I hate it. Even more.
Okay.
Even more. Like, my hatred escalates a million times.
Okay.
When they try and present themselves as a duo and only one is singing, or both are singing, but one of them is, like, the guitarist is only, like, slightly, like, harmonizing. Because I'm like, that's not a duo. That's a solo artist who also has a guitar player. Like,
I mean, that...
why are you marketing yourself like that? It annoys me.
But every single time it's one of those situations, it's like, why don't you just be a supportive partner and let your clearly talented girlfriend have a career? Why do you have to be part of this?
Correct. So
you want to sink your gross little male teeth into her success.
For example, mm-hmm. Gabby, who was like number three on American Idol. She's like famous country star.
Carrie Underwood.
Kind of like a new one. But she's got, what's that song? She's like...
Ew. Casey Musgraves.
No. She's like, I hope he feels... I hope is what it is. It's about someone being as miserable as you. Anyways, good song. Hit the charts. Woo! Her and her husband, Caleb something rather, was also on American Idol, also made it to like top three, something like that. And his career did not take off. So he instead is literally the most supportive husband ever. He plays guitar in her band and he like helps, like tours with her and helps with her like writing and creating music, but has taken like a back seat.
Okay.
And he literally posts every day about how she's like an amazing superstar and it's like all about her. And he like pumps her up and he's like so supportive and wonderful, opposed to being like, oh well, my career's not taking off, so can I piggyback and sit on this stool next to you and make it about me too?
Right, like that's how I feel about Carmen. Do you remember Carmen?
No.
That duo.
Probably blocked it out.
And they had that song a cappella, and she kind of rapped and sang.
Okay.
And he
was being annoying.
He produced all the music,
yeah,
and did keyboard and all that shit.
Yeah.
But now she is specifically a rapper, Queen Herbie. And he, I believe, still produces her music, but is not at all in any of it.
Better, right?
Absolutely.
And that's better.
The less men I have to see, the better.
Absolutely. Unless you are Sonny and Cher, don't talk to me about being a duo. Don't. The one that was allowed, and it came and it went.
Is Sonny dead?
I don't know.
Okay.
Is he?
He's dead to me.
I think
so. That joke's not going to land if he's actually dead.
Is he? I mean, literally searching this. Is Sonny... This episode's gone really well. Is Sonny dead, as in Sonny and Cher? Yeah.
Oh, no.
Sonny died.
Rest in peace.
What? It says he died in 1998 of injuries incurred when he hit a tree while skiing.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God. Anyways, so
I was like, wow, because Cher really eclipsed him for fame, but
he died.
It's a little,
hitting a tree
little hard not to.
Skiing. Oh my God. I wish everyone listening could see your face right now. Your panicked face. You're like,
this is such a prime example of how bad I am in situations that should be serious. And
yes,
this exact ties back to the beginning of the episode.
Yes.
With my blind dog.
Yes.
My mom and my dad called me from the emergency vet.
That's so funny.
And were saying, which, if anybody's been to an emergency vet, it's the worst
awful
place on earth.
Way, yeah.
Worst place on earth. They were saying that there were six people,
mm-hmm,
six humans. I didn't know. I couldn't get a grasp if they were from a group of six people or,
yeah,
if they were six separate individuals.
Yeah.
All crying because they found out that their pets had to be put down at the emergency vet. Anyways,
uh-huh,
my mom's talking to me on the phone about how all these people are bawling around them. And my first, without even thinking about it, my first thought was, well, at least Harley couldn't see it. And my mom was like, Sean. And then my dad kind of chuckled. So I was like,
yeah, that's how you deal with bad. That, I'm like that too. And I laugh at like in,
yeah,
bad times. It's like my awkwardness.
Yeah.
Okay. So very quickly before we sum this up, I'm not going to tell the story right now, but I will do it on a bonus Patreon episode.
Okay.
With all the tea.
The tea, the receipts, the spills.
Oh, all of it. So, but just to sum it up for people to know what I'm talking about, I'm doing this series called Out Online on my YouTube channel. It's an LGBTQ+ like reality dating series. And the second season of it, my mystery single, was a fairly famous TikToker, especially talking about in the queer women space. And you can go get some tea by going and watching that on my YouTube. And then the rest of the tea will be on Patreon.
There you go.
I'm going to spill it all. Whew, it's going to feel good to get that off my chest. I like being petty sometimes, you know? Sometimes you got to be a little petty. With friends. which is what our Patreons people are.
That's what this podcast also is.
Absolutely. So, anyways, wherever you're listening, make sure to follow or subscribe. You can also check us out on Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast and click the link in our bio to find merch and our Patreon, where you can join our Discord and get bonus episodes. And you can also find us personally at Sean.Lusk and at Brian Williamson. And until next time, we will see you around the neighborhood.
I feel bad about Sunny now.
Don't feel bad.